Welcome back to Witch Church. It's your host, Mal. I'm a professional astrologer, tarot reader and teacher, and intuitive healer. And you're about to listen to the recording of Witch Church Live, a sermon that I give to my Instagram community every week. Feel free to catch the live show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central on IG Live, or listen to the recording right here on the podcast. This is a non-denominational weekly service for witches, astrology nerds, and anyone else who feels like they are being called to walk the spiritual path. At Witch Church Live, we talk all about the weekly astrological and tarot forecast, and really anything else that is channeled through me about the week ahead. Oh, and you'll probably hear about my random life updates and some rambly life stories mixed in as well. I hope that's okay. If this podcast brings some kind of value or joy to your life, be sure to leave me a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts. And feel free to send this podcast to a friend if you feel like they could benefit from listening. If you feel called, you can also support the production of this podcast and my other creations on Patreon for as little as $5 a month and get access to my secret YouTube channel with a bunch of extra astrology and tarot content. And if you would like me to hold space for you on your spiritual path, you can book an astrology session, tarot reading, or distance Reiki healing on my site, MalloryHasty.com. I would be honored to be your guide in some way. All of the links to my site and my social media are in the show notes. Have a magical week, my friends, and thank you so much for listening. This week, we have a new moon in Pisces, and that's going to take place on Wednesday. But it's kind of nice because we have that Pisces moon here with us for a good second. Let's see. On Tuesday, the moon will enter Pisces around 4 p.m. Eastern, and it will stay in Pisces all the way until Wednesday, until around 8 p.m. Eastern. Sorry, till Thursday around 8 p.m. Eastern. So we pretty much have like Thursday night, all day Wednesday, and pretty much all day Thursday with the moon in Pisces. And then we have the new moon in Pisces on Wednesday. So that kind of, for me, I kind of like that. I like that we have, like, we get to kind of sit in that Piscean moon kind of visionary energy a little bit this week. And I think this particular new moon on Wednesday, let's see, it perfects around 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday the 2nd. I like this new moon, and a lot of astrologers are giving good feedback about this new moon. Why? Well, both the sun and the moon will be in Pisces, and guess who else is in Pisces? Jupiter. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion and abundance, and Jupiter also rules over Pisces. So when Jupiter is in Pisces, it's almost like this planet is extra juicy, extra expansive, extra effective. So the fact that this new moon is, you know, it's perfecting around 12 degrees Pisces. So the moon will hit that 12 degrees Pisces, and then it'll hit the sun, and then the moon runs right into Jupiter afterwards. And then the sun will follow a little bit later and run into Jupiter. So that's kind of like, that's a good omen. You know, I would say this new moon, although I don't think every single new moon is good for planting seeds, I would say the Jupiterian influence of this new moon makes it a really good vibe for maybe checking in with your own visions, checking in with your own kind of manifestations, maybe even starting something on this new moon in Pisces could be a good idea, because it kind of feels like whatever you're starting is likely going to go well. Of course, there's a couple other things about this new moon that we want to be aware of, okay? I think it's funny that this new moon, all this great juicy stuff happening in the Pisces area of the chart, right? But then we scoot over to Aquarius and we see Mercury and Saturn also conjunct, hanging out at the same degree. I think they're going to be at 18 degrees Aquarius. Okay, so when Mercury, the planet of the mind, and Saturn, the planet of limits, kind of get together, on the one hand, I do kind of feel like this is good to have. It's kind of like a grounding, or like a little bit of like a realistic force that's helping actually ground the like magical essence of this new moon in Pisces, right? So I think it's kind of good. We almost have that Mercury Saturn as like an anchor, okay? But also Mercury and Saturn can rule over fear stories and fear narratives. And I know, like, the bigger the expansion, the bigger the change, the bigger the shift, likely the more fear that comes up, right? The more doubt we may have about ourselves, or the more room there is to be skeptical about the manifestation, right? It's kind of interesting that both Jupiter and Saturn are very present for this new moon. And I thought today we could kind of talk a little bit about the nature of working with Jupiter when there is a very strong Saturnian force in the background. In English, what does that mean? Well, working with Jupiter is kind of about faith. It's a lot about personal belief, but also belief in the universe, and belief that we are partnered with the universe in what we are trying to go after or whatever. You know, Jupiter kind of is that like, oh, everything's fated, or things just kind of come to me, or things are lucky. It's sort of like this optimistic force. So how do we work with like the planet of optimism when also like the planet of skepticism is kind of like in the back seat? I will say that my personal natal chart, because I have Jupiter in Sagittarius in an exact square with my Saturn, I'm very familiar with like having a really big Jupiterian force in my kind of like spirit, but then also having like Saturn in the background. And it kind of feels like there's a big idea, or there's a big kind of manifestation on the table, and then there's equally a huge like self-doubt, I don't know, like a self-doubt sandwich in the background. Like that is like the force of having like Jupiter and Saturn together in the chart like that. But let's actually talk about how to work with Jupiter this week. Let me know if you are an astrology student, or maybe you're a tarot student, and I have the Wheel of Fortune here, which is the card that represents Jupiter. let me know in the comments, like, something that you feel intuitively about Jupiter, how we actually befriend Jupiter or work with Jupiter, because that will kind of be, I think, a little bit of what we're being asked to do this week at the Pisces new moon, especially. But not only how do we work with Jupiter, but like I said, how do we work with Saturn kind of in the background? And we'll talk about the Wheel of Fortune in a second. But I did bring, you guys know I love this book, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. If you don't listen to my podcast on Witch Church, I have done multiple podcast episodes about working with this book. I think this is like a really beautiful spiritual text. And I think there's something here about really like the artist's way in general being about Jupiter. Like if you've read The Artist's Way, you inherently understand something about Jupiter. So we're going to like read a couple like especially Jupiterian parts, I think, of The Artist's Way. And I think we're also going to consider a little bit about how maybe our conditioning sometimes keeps us from fully embracing the planet, right? Emmy, you said coming to Witch Church fulfills my Jupiter needs. Ah, that's sweet. I like that. Oh, Alana, you're about to start The Artist's Way. I highly recommend it. Katie, I love this book too. And Lauren, you said, I also relate to this because I have Saturn and Pluto conjunction in my fourth house, and Jupiter is also in that same placement. I do find that I have to find a lot of faith in the universe and in karma. Yeah, totally, totally. I would be interested, I should write this down. I need to make this my astrological research, project about like how Jupiter and Saturn are individually working in natal charts, and how like sometimes they do have differing objectives, but then also how to bring these two together, you know, and kind of have them work for each other. And EB, you said, I'm literally starting a 6-week series on The Artist's Way starting next Saturday. Oh, that's awesome. That's such a good, like, new moon in Pisces kind of thing to do. And Emmy, you said, my goal is to pull out The Artist's Way again for March. Yes, I think that's kind of one of my goals too. Jesus Take the Wheel is very Wheel of Fortune for sure, Alana. But let's actually, for those of you who don't know too, like, even though the book is called The Artist's Way, you absolutely don't need to be like a painter or a musician or a sculptor, whatever, to like read this book and get something out of it. That's actually the whole point of the book, that everybody is an artist, everybody is a creator. So no matter like what you are creating, you know, we all, whether it's like legitimate like art, like you're trying to like sell a painting, or you're doing something more like I'm doing, which is like creating a business, regardless, it kind of all comes up in this book. And it truly is a book not only about developing personal discipline, but also recognizing the narratives that hold us back, maybe from embracing more of our Jupiterian themes, if you will. And Lauren, you said, it feels like Saturn forces me to slow down and do things the right way when Jupiter wants me to dream, but both are necessary. Yeah, exactly, Lauren. So, okay, here, this is a good little, like, blurb from The Artist's Way. Julia Cameron's talking about this dude who decides to embark on, like, some kind of creative healing journey. Okay, so, she says, when Mike, began his creative recovery, he let himself admit that he wanted to make films. 2 weeks later, through a series of coincidences, he found himself in film school with his company paying for it. Did he relax and enjoy this? No. He told himself that film school was distracting him from his real job of finding another job. And so he gave up filmmaking to look for another job. Two years later, remembering this incident, Mike can shake his head at himself. When the universe gave him what he wanted, he gave the gift right back. Eventually, he did let himself learn filmmaking, but he had made it a lot harder on himself than the universe may have intended. Okay, one of the things most worth noting in the creative recovery process is our reluctance to take seriously the possibility that the universe just might be cooperating with our new and expanded plans. We've gotten brave enough to try recovery, but we don't want the universe to really pay attention. We still feel too much like frauds to handle some success. When it comes, we want to go. Okay, so I think this story very, in a weird way, like, we got, like, the Pisces new moon, if you will. This dude, Mike, says, okay, I'm gonna, like, embark on the creative recovery process, and I kind of wanna, you know, invest in, like, this film passion of mine a little bit more. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he gets this, like, really, quote-unquote, coincidental opportunity that, like, literally allows him to do exactly what he was opening up to do, right? So that is very much Jupiter. And that is very much Jupiter in Pisces. You know, we open the door of faith to what we can do. And thus, the universe responds. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like when, I'm thinking about, like, the Hunger Games when, like, when they, like, whistle and they're like, doo, 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 and then, like, someone calls back, you know, like, that kind of is Jupiter in a weird way. Like, so Mike does that. Mike opened his heart up to Jupiter. But then, once he gets the Jupiterian thing, Saturn kicks in and he says, oh, wait, never mind, this is totally unrealistic. I need to go get another job. La-di-da-di-da. Like, brah. The universe is literally saying to you, like, we got you. We want you to have this opportunity. Here it is. And somewhere in his belief system about himself or about his fears about his creative project, you know, he shuts down the universe, right? In a weird way. So we've all done this. We've all done this, I think, in some way. And here, you know, Julia Cameron also says, in our ordinary pre-recovery life, when we would hear something weird or threatening, we would just grab the doorknob and pull the door shut fast. Inner work triggering our outer change? Ridiculous. Slams the door. God bothering to help my own creative recovery? Slam. Synchronicity supporting my artist with serendipitous coincidences? Slam, slam, slam. You know, like, so this is kind of funny because, again, we do this a lot. We're like, all right, I'm just gonna open up a little bit, and then things start happening. And then we kind of accidentally or subconsciously close the door, right? And Lauren, you said, this is so on point. I need this book. And Alana, you said, I've been making art for most of my life and still find that avoidance adds imposter syndrome. I know it blocks me from being more successful, but I still experience it. Totally, totally. And Annie, you said, I feel that imposter syndrome. And Jellybean, you said, I remember reading that part and feeling so sad because I can relate to the mistrust of the universe. Yes. And I think we all can in some way, right? And, you know, this is kind of like the Pisces new moon medicine. Like, how do we challenge our sort of beliefs about ourselves and also our beliefs about, like, the universe's power, right? So also I like these affirmations. I'll actually maybe post these somewhere, maybe on my stories or whatever, but it's on page 36 if you have the Artist's Way. And there's just a couple affirmations that feel very Jupiter to me. This feels very new moon in Pisces, and it feels kind of like the antithesis of what Mark did in that story, right? Or maybe the antithesis of Mark's internal subconscious beliefs, right? So here are these, Mike? I forget his name. But anyways, here are the affirmations. I am a channel for God's creativity and my work comes to good. My dreams come from God, and God has the power to accomplish them. As I create and listen, I will be led. My creativity is the Creator's will for me. My creativity heals myself and others. I am allowed to nurture my artist. Through the use of a few simple tools, my creativity will flourish. There is a divine plan of goodness for me. There is a divine plan for the goodness of my work. As I listen to the Creator within, I am led. I am willing to learn to let myself create. I am willing to experience my creative energy. I am willing to use my creative talents. Okay. So, yeah, that feels very, very, very new moon in Pisces conjunct Jupiter. So I would like, you know, maybe it's good to kind of consider, still the moon's in Capricorn, about to move into Aquarius later today. So we still got a second, before the moon enters Pisces on Tuesday. And it's actually kind of nice because today and on Monday, the moon will be in Saturn signs, right? Capricorn and Aquarius. So we can almost like get a little bit emo with, you know, the moon in Saturn sign, the moon in Capricorn, moon in Aquarius, and really talk to some of those doubts and beliefs about, like, why we can't do it, or, like, you know, the doubts that we might have, not only within ourselves, but also the power of the universe. And Emmy, you said, my creativity heals myself and others. That's the one that gets me through the blogging process. Yeah. Oh, God. And that feels especially relevant to blogging, because, like, how many bloggers started out just as, like, I'm just sending this off into the void, and then they end up getting thousands of readers who relate to what they're saying, right? And Lauren, you said, I'm leaving behind a career as a therapist to become a writer, and I've been gifted a few of these synchronicities, but my mind is afraid to really leap. This is so timely. Yeah. Yeah. Lauren, good for you. Honestly, good for you. I think when we're in like a healer role, we do really have to heed the call of burnout sometimes. And sometimes we need to step back and see that we can heal through many different modalities, right? So holding space for people isn't the only way to help them heal. And, you know, sometimes you stepping into your greatest power as a writer or creator could ultimately be the most healing thing you could do for yourself and everybody else. So that feels, I don't feel like you're alone with being a person in a sort of healer role or healer modality who is changing their career path right now. I know many teachers, many nurses who are kind of like on the same road. So, and yeah. Okay. So what was I going to say? Oh, here's the thing. Okay. So on this note, so I feel like, I kind of hit a little bit of like, just like I kept hitting the same wall. I've been hitting the same wall for like over a year, if not 2 years. And I've been like circling around the same question for me and my location for a while. And when Mercury stationed came out of its shadow last week, I finally kind of decided that I'm never going to be 100% sure about locational stuff, you know, and just as you are not ever going to be 100% sure right now that you're making the right choice to leave your job or leave your relationship or start again in a new city or whatever. Like, that was also something else that was kind of coming to me. I think it relates to both last week and going into this week. We can't, when Jupiter's present, you can't wait to be 100% sure, because Jupiter doesn't work like that. When you wait to be 100% sure, Jupiter actually can't come in. Jupiter meets people who are still willing to take the risk or put themselves out there or try the new thing, experiment with the new thing at, like, let's say a solid, like, 60 to, like, 82% sure. Even a 55. Let's go 51. If you're 51% sure that, you know, you want to try something, that you want to do something, that, like, a new path is possible or whatever, that's where actually Jupiter can really work its magic. So I just kind of decided last week, you know, fuck it. Like, I'm never going to be 100% sure if I should stay in Chicago. I'm never going to be 100% sure if I should go somewhere else. But what I do know is that I have this opportunity to experiment. And I also know that I can take my job anywhere, and that's a blessing. And also I know that, you know, right now the vibe in the universe is like, fuck around and find out. You know? That's how we work with Jupiter. Fuck around and find out. Especially if you are 51% sure or higher that you kind of are into something. This led me to renting an Airbnb for a month in a city that I've been thinking about for a very long time. Okay, and I did that last week. I'm gonna go at the end of March to the end of April. I'll announce the city later in a different episode. But, you know, I gotta say, like, I'm still, I mean, I was like 70% sure when I did that, and I kind of just feel at peace with it, you know? Like, there's just something here about, with Jupiter. Again, you can't wait to be sure. You just can't. Oh, thanks, my friends. I think you'll be excited to see where I'm going. Like, Jupiter cannot come to you if you are not willing to experiment a little bit, right? Oh, hey, Whitney, you said congrats. That's a big step. Seems like you've been pondering this for a while. Totally, totally. And I really have for so long. And I realized, like, I'm literally waiting for, like, the certainty that I'm never gonna get. And we can't do that when the energy in the universe is so much more Wheel of Fortune right now. And the Wheel of Fortune card tells us to act on faith, right? So let this be your sign, okay? Not that you should make a hasty decision because of what I have done, but let this be your sign. You know, again, if there's been something you've been waiting on for a long time, or you've been hitting your head on a wall with intense indecisiveness about what should you do, you know, where should I go, should I quit my job, should I do this, should I do that, again, if you've been thinking about it for a long time, it's probably a sign that, you know, you should probably go investigate it, right? Laura, you said, is it time to drop out of the PhD? Oh my gosh, you're funny. Guys, me and Laura, for like probably about a year now, like I feel like I've just been, it's like I've been holding space for Laura to just like contemplate her PhD journey. Like, and you know, it's just been funny to see this. Not that I'm laughing at your indecisiveness, Laura, but yeah, that's pretty cool. And Rhonda, you said 70% is more than half, so go for it. Can't wait to hear more. Yeah, I'll definitely be reporting more. We'll keep it as a cliffhanger. So let's kind of read this in the artist's way to kind of like circle back to working with Jupiter this week. And this is kind of like the voice of Saturn in a way. Yeah, Lauren, we're all about to go hard after Witch Church. Yeah. After Witch Church today, like, we've got someone quitting their job. We've got, like, someone, like, breaking up with someone. We've got, like, quitting a PhD. No, I'm kidding, but we're all about to expand, right? So Julia Cameron says here, it's my experience that we're much more afraid that if there might be a God, then in my experience, we're much more afraid that there might be a God versus there not being a God. Incidents like those happen to us, and yet we dismiss them as a sheer coincidence. People talk about how dreadful it would be if there was no God, and I think such talk is hooey. Most of us are a lot more comfortable feeling we're not being watched too closely. If God, by which I do not necessarily mean a single-pointed Christian concept, but an all-powerful and all-knowing force, does not exist, well then, we're off the hook, right? There's no divine retribution, no divine consolation, and if the whole experience sucks, oh well, what did you expect? If there is no God, or if that God is disinterested in our punny little affairs, then everything can just roll along as always, and we can feel quite justified in declaring certain things impossible, other things unfair. If God, or the lack of God, is responsible for our state of the world, then we can easily wax cynical and resign ourselves to apathy. What's the use? Why try changing anything? There is the use. If there is a responsive creative force that does hear us and act on our behalf, then we may really be able to do some of those things. The jig, in short, is up. God knows that the sky is the limit. Anyone honest will tell you that that the possibility is far more frightening than impossibility, that freedom is far more terrifying than any prison. If we do, in fact, have to deal with the force beyond ourselves that involves itself in our place, then we may have to move into action on those previously impossible dreams. Okay. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, it means that it's a lot easier to be like, you know, no offense to anybody's beliefs, but it is a lot easier to be like, you know, God isn't real. Nobody's looking out for me. Nobody is co-conspiring with my dreams. It's actually a lot easier to have that perspective. But to actually believe that the universe is like, oh, you're gonna act with passion? Like, oh, you're gonna act with courage? Like, oh, you're gonna go on your path? Great. Here's the path. You know, like, that is a lot scarier, actually, subconsciously, right? Because that challenges us more on a soul level, on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, right? So we can kind of see, like, sometimes it is kind of scarier sometimes to think, oh, shit, you mean the universe is a magical place? You know, like, oh, shit, like, you mean God or the universe really does want me to be a writer, move to a great city, whatever, be single, get married, go to a new job, you know? Oh, shit. Well, that means I'm gonna actually have to do something, you know? And that's where it's harder sometimes to believe in yourself than to come up as, you know, than to just, like, write it off, right? And Whit, you said, as an ex-evangelical kid, it's easier to just turn it off from religious trauma. Totally, totally. And I'm glad you said that, Whit, because I was wondering, The Artist's Way could actually be a pretty good book for those of you with, like, that kind of maybe history of, like, religious trauma in the childhood. And, like, I'm thinking about how, like, even the word God or even the word prayer or the universe could be triggering, because, like, when that's been prescribed to you as, like, a punitive, punishing force that is, like, watching out for your sins or whatever, it's really hard to, like, shake the sort of, like, ickiness that can bring, right? And then, like, when we believe in, like, the sort of God that Julia Cameron in The Artist's Way is talking about, which is kind of, like, the kind of God that, like, isn't judging, isn't shaming, doesn't really care about sin, or, like, this, like, sins are kind of, like, a not even, don't really exist, and this kind of God is just, like, kind of meeting us on our path. It's interesting to make that perspective shift, and I could see why it could be, like, challenging to do so in some ways. So, yeah, I'd be interested to know more. DM me, all you kids with some, like, I don't know, religious trauma in your background, if you've read The Artist's Way, let me know if it's helped you out with that, because that would be good for me to know as a practitioner. It'd be a good thing for me to, like, have in my back pocket to recommend to people. So my friends, I hope that helps us kind of get an idea about how to open up to Jupiter this week with the Pisces new moon. And at this point, I would love to be of service to you. So I would love to maybe pull you a card if that's something that you would like. We can also send prayers or good energy or good vibes to any of your, any of your endeavors that you feel like you would like to, if you need some support, need some cosmic support, we can send you some energy. Quick announcement while you guys are typing below. I have it in my little blurb here, but in honor of 2222222. I'm giving, I have like a little code right now. So if you've never had a natal chart reading with me and you would like to have a natal chart reading with me, natal chart reading, birth chart reading, astrology reading, if you've been wanting to look into your chart but don't really know where to start, you haven't worked with me before, and you've been thinking about booking a natal chart consultation, right now I have a code, Jupiter22. You can get 22% off a first-time natal chart consultation. And on my website, there's two different choices. There's like, I think it's like the full natal chart reading, and then there's a full natal chart reading plus astro weather, I think I have it as. And the difference between the two is the second one is just a slightly longer appointment where we talk a little bit more about future forecasting. So if you're not a client, I would love to have you. And the good thing about having a natal chart reading with me is that we can kind of like start, it's like, you know, we build a relationship over time. That's what you do when you work with an astrologer. So, you know, you come in with the natal chart reading, and then maybe 6 months, a year later, you're going through another shift in life. So we come back in, we talk about the shift and how it's showing up in your chart. And we just keep doing that for like years, you know, and that's kind of like the positives about having an astrologer that you feel close to. It's like we get to know your charts and you get to kind of see like how the astrological weather is working out cosmically for you. Okay, so even if you don't choose to book with me, there are many talented astrologers out there. So I'm in full agreement that everybody finds the astrologer that can help them on their path the most. But yeah, that's my little announcement. Okay, so Alex, you said, I had an idea last night. I would love a card to help me reflect on it, whether to integrate it and work further on it. Yes, okay. Let's see here. Feeling a little tradish today. We're going to use the good old Rider-Waite-Smith. I think it's because I'm getting ready to do another tarot class. I'm getting ready to do two tarot classes. So I've been like taking out the Rider-Waite-Smith, you know, doing a little bonding with this deck. So a card about Alex's idea. Oh, okay. Six of Cups. Would love a card to help reflect on it, whether to integrate it and work on it further. I would say absolutely. I think sometimes the Six of Cups points to even like a karmic situation and also a situation that could potentially be healing when it comes to our past, our inner child, you know, things about our past trauma or past memories. And I think there's something maybe about this idea that wants to help you like transmute the past and sort of pulling you into maybe even a new vision of where your future could go. So it feels to me like this is a very aligned idea, and perhaps it is not a coincidence that it comes to you only a few days before the Pisces new moon in your ninth house. Okay, so I hope that helps somehow, Alex. And Allie, you said, I'd love a card pull for a new job I'm starting tomorrow and also a prayer. Yeah, Allie, oh, I'm happy to hear that. And I am in full agreement that this job can kind of provide you with some stability, security, that's not stressful, and that it can help you meet maybe the right people and get you connected with some good people in your new town. So I'm in full agreement that's going to go well. It's a great week to start something new with the new moon. And you got the sun, which does feel to me like there's a little bit of like a realization going on. It's a good realization about personal power and self-actualization. Okay, so what does this mean in English? Well, the sun often says, like, you know, we're realizing that, like, our narratives, our stories, our affirmations about who we are, where we are, and our lives kind of become our reality, right? So the sun is this beautiful moment when we sometimes break out of an old story or an old narrative, and we see new potential. We see where perhaps our egos weren't getting it completely right with what is actually possible. So I really see this week, Allie, being something for you to kind of open up to new paths, new narratives, new possibilities, and really welcoming that, okay? So I like that for you, Allie. And Lauren, you said I would love a card to use Jupiter as an anchor in my transition to writing. Yes. Okay, cool. So we'll do Lauren, and we'll say, like, yeah, an energy for, you know, to help you use Jupiter to your benefit. Page of Pentacles. I love this for you, Lauren, because the Page of Pentacles is kind of holding, like, this beautiful new possibility in their hands. Yet the Page of Pentacles isn't necessarily in a rush to make anything happen. The Page of Pentacles is almost, you know, it's like, it's kind of like that process-oriented kind of vision versus being too fixated on whatever the goal is of starting to write whatever. Like, if the ultimate dream for you is to be published or whatever, get your writing out there, that's completely possible. But right now it feels like Spirit wants you to just kind of focus on, like, the beauty and pleasure of being process oriented with the new possibilities of what you're holding. Okay. Let me see if there's anything else coming through. I just feel like also this Page of Pentacles is, like, confident that, like, the path they are choosing is rich with new potential. So that feels to me too, like, you're beginning to step into that new version of yourself in almost like a childlike way. So I like that for you, Lauren. Natasha, you said I would love a card for guidance for the week. Natasha, King of Pentacles. Hell yeah. All right. King of Pentacles is, like, I think, like, a really beautiful energy when maybe we're feeling potentially a little bit insecure about our situation, whether that's, like, financial insecurity, maybe we're doubting ourselves a little bit, maybe we're not completely feeling, like, safe and held in the universe at the moment. The King of Pentacles reminds us that there is, like, infinite safety and security in the universe. And it reminds us that, like, we're almost, like, doing better than we may think we are. And I think there's something about the security that you're creating for yourself, Natasha. There's kind of, like, a shift that's coming that I feel like it's really positive. So this may also have to do, are you in a second house year? Yeah, I feel like I remember you're in a second house year. Yeah, so this feels very second house year, like creating stability, security with ourselves, but how is that also connected to our own money stories, our own sense of self-worth, all of that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm getting, Natasha. I think you are more secure than some of those fear stories may be telling you. Okay. Laura, you said, should I move my year ahead session to this week or keep it for next week? Universe, let me know. Oh, gosh. whatever you want to do, Laura, I say wait for the Pisces new moon to pass and maybe see how you feel after the Pisces new moon. That's what I'm feeling. Katie, would love a card for this week. Big change beginning. Oh, Katie. Yay. Okay. Oh, Shauna, you said so happy to finally wake up in time to join you live, Mal. Ah, oh, thanks, Shauna. Katie, the Hanged Man. Beautiful. Although, we may not, like, look at the Hanged Man and think, like, yeah, like, new beginning. We have to kind of remember that the Hanged Man is the card that comes before death. And death is a beautiful transformation, a really big new beginning, not only with our external surroundings, but also our internal world. So I'm getting, Katie, this new beginning is definitely here, but you are still maybe internally transitioning into, like, the new identity that you're starting to embrace. So be really gentle with that. And there definitely is this new internal energy and external energy that you are taking on. But know that it's a process that's, like, slowly happening for you, and giving yourself grace in the moment when maybe, like, you're in the new energy, but then internally maybe there's, like, some anxiety or fear about the shift. That's okay. I'm also getting with the Hanged One. And maybe this is a message for me and for everybody, Katie, not just you, but, like, fear and anxiety can be present, and it can still be the right path, right? Like, there's a difference between, like, the fear and anxiety of, like, the new aligned beginning and the fear and anxiety that kind of feels like, oh, I'm stuck and I don't know how to get out. You know, there's a difference. So, you know, it's okay. It's okay that fear is coming along for the ride. That's what I'm getting too. And, Laura, you said, I'm feeling stagnant and can't tell if I'm pushing, forcing, or fucking around and seeing. Could I have a card about that? Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Okay, Laura, what do we got here for you? All right, Wheel of Fortune, you got the card that we've been talking about. You got Jupiter. Which is kind of nice, because you have some that Sagittarius energy in your chart. I think, Laura, there's room for more trust, and I think there's room for more experimentation. And I don't think frustration, sometimes we need to take a break from being frustrated, and then we come back after we've gone through the cycle of frustration. And as I'm talking about this, Spirit's likening it to buying a house, which is funny because maybe someone later on the podcast is listening to this and maybe relates to this in some way. But, like, if a person's really wanting to buy a house, but the housing market is so turbulent right now, it can be, like, a really emotionally exhausting process. Because it's like, oh, I found the perfect house. I put a bid on it, but then I was, like, outbid. Or before I could even bid on it, it was already sold. And after a few times of this happening, there can just be so much frustration that they got to take a breather and be like, all right, let me take a breather. Let me take a little break from trying to make that change happen. So I'm going to take, like, a couple months or a couple weeks and then come back later and see what happens. It feels to me, Laura, like maybe you're getting ready to try again. Like, you're getting ready to put some feelers out, maybe shoot some arrows in the direction of whatever it is, like the new job or new city or whatever. It feels like you're slowly emerging from that, like, frustrated cycle and responding once again to some new inspiration. Okay, so I like it. I like it, Laura. Annie, you said I would greatly appreciate a card or a message. I could use some support, energy, vibes, been battling some health issues. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Totally, Annie. Annie, I'm in full agreement that you continue to, like, honor your health and put your health first, and I'm in full agreement that, you know, energy and, you know, the feeling of being revived is slowly going to start returning to you. I'm kind of hearing Aries season maybe being like a time when you're feeling like your energy is back in some way. We got the Two of Wands in reverse, and that kind of tells me, like, there's still part of the journey you're getting yourself set up for. So sometimes we're, like, anxious to, like, quote-unquote, get in the car and go and drive to, like, the new beginning. But yet, if we don't have everything packed and we get in the car, we're going to drive 20 minutes and be like, oh, shit, I forgot my wallet. And then I have to turn around and go back to the house and all of that stuff. And it kind of feels to me like there's a little bit of that, like, push and go and then turn around. Push and go, turn around, turn. And again, it's not to say we're waiting for a perfect moment, but I think there's, like, maybe a little bit more of, like, a sense of stability that might kind of find you, Annie, more towards, like, let's say, from the Pisces new moon up until the beginning of Aries season. So keep listening to that, Annie. Like, keep, like, packing your suitcase, aka focusing on, like, developing those coping mechanisms that you have been, you know, trying to do, and seeing what happens through that. I think, like, you are positioned in a more abundant way than you may realize at the moment. Okay. So I like this, Annie. Okay, Kara, you said, through the whole sermon, I've been designing my business cards. So timely, Mal. Can I have a card, Jupiter Medicine, for this business launch? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Congratulations, Kara. All right. Let's see. Oh, hell yeah, Kara. Death and Three of Wands. Hell yeah. Could we imagine a better mix for, like, that new beginning, right? I feel like this launch of the business represents a lot more than you may think. I think it represents, like, just kind of this whole new chapter when it comes to how you're viewing yourself, how you're valuing yourself. And this new business may bring in the new energy of, like, clients or, you know, you being more public, putting yourself out there. But I also kind of feel like it's bringing in, maybe unconsciously, like, the new energy of maybe, like, relationships or friendships, or maybe a different part of your life that's felt stagnant. Like, it kind of feels like the energy of what you're doing is about to change a lot more than you think. So yeah. Hell yeah. I think that's a great sign, Kara. And okay. Honey Jelly, you said, are you doing couples for the reading? Honey Jelly, if you I do, like, synastry between, like, couples and, like, parent-child, but it's more, like, by request, so if that's something you're interested in, you can DM me, although then I'm dealing with two charts and a lot more prep time, so it's not gonna be, like, exactly the same price as, like, a singular natal chart reading. It's probably gonna be a little bit more expensive, but usually me and the client kind of work that out over email, so if you're interested in that, DM me, email me. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. Morgan, you said, I would love a card pulled from the ancestors. Okay. Okay. Oh, jeez. I don't know what just happened, but... Okay. There we go. My cards got a little... Okay, Morgan. Ace of Wands. All right, there we go, Morgan. Just continue to do things differently. That's what the Ace of Wands... I think the root of the Ace of Wands really gets at, Morgan. Something I talk about in tarot class, specifically with the Ace of Wands, the energy sometimes reminds me of that saying, like, doing the same thing but expecting a different result is the definition of insanity, right? So I think this is, like, a message from your ancestors with, like, continue to do things differently, show up differently, change who you're surrounding yourself with, change the frequency in which you're going about your day. Like, just continue to, like, grab that new energy and go. Any sort of, like, repetition of the old pattern or something that loops you into something you used to do that you no longer want to do anymore, that's when it's like, like, no. Like, this is a time for doing something different, making new moves. And if there are people who, I don't know why I'm getting specifically people, but if there are people who maybe pull you back into your old self, you know, we don't always have to, boundaries don't always have to be, like, verbalized. And maybe this sounds kind of cold and I'm not trying to be cold, but, like, it's not a crime, my friends, to, like, delete someone off Snapchat so they can stop contacting you. It's not a crime to block someone's number for a short period of time, you know, just while you're trying to, like, do new things. It's not a crime to hide, unfollow someone on Instagram or hide their profile or whatever. Like, social media and specifically phones make it hard sometimes to, like, continue on the trajectory of newness, because social media sometimes pulls us back into different energies. So I don't know why that comes through for you, Morgan, but maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's actually for someone else, but I'll just say that. Amy, you said positive, productive, precise vibes for my final appointment in court. I'm on my own with it this time. Okay. Highest advice for Amy, Knight of Cups. Okay, actually, Amy, I'm getting with the Knight of Cups here. It's good in this situation to almost go into it way more logically than you typically would, because you're going in by yourself. Maybe have, like, a couple, like, statements prepared ahead of time. Prepare in, like, a more logical, rational kind of way. Do not necessarily let, like, your emotions or your intuition lead you in this moment. It's not to say I'm like, don't trust your intuition, don't trust yourself. I would never tell anybody that. But I think there's something about the Knight of Cups, when they do go into a situation like, all right, let's just see what happens, their emotions sometimes end up taking over, and the emotions can sometimes get the best of them. So I think that's what Spirit is asking you in this moment with the court situation. Try your best to be prepared in a way where your emotions don't have the chance to completely sweep you away. You want to lead with that sort of grounded strength, if that makes sense. Okay. And Alexandra, you said, Mal, can I request a healing prayer for one of our students and his family? He was hit by a car and he is in an induced coma. I'm so sorry to hear that, Alexandra. I'm in full agreement that this student makes a recovery quickly and easily, and I'm in full agreement that, all of the medical care that he's receiving is going to help him greatly. I'm also in full agreement for, the family to stay, like, maybe grounded and divinely protected during this time. Okay. And Alexandra, you said I would also like a card for the first week of March. 9 of Cups. There we go. Alexandra, this feels like what you've been trying to work on for the past couple weeks. Because the 9 of Cups, he's kind of like, yeah, I'm focusing on myself. I'm focusing on my own happiness. It's a little bit like emotional contentment, happiness, working on our own goals, manifestations, wishes. There's no one else in this card but him. You know, so he's like protecting his sense of security and happiness and joy and pleasure. So it feels like you're really getting back to maybe prioritizing yourself and what brings you joy this week. Alex, you said, thank you, Mal. That was perfect timing. I'm so glad. And EB, you said, I would love to pull a card for the month of March. There are a lot of project ideas and synchronistic delays happening. Procrastinating work on a book. Okay. Ooh. So EB, you got the 3 of Swords. Let me listen to this for a second. My first inclination was like things being delayed aren't like, they don't feel like a sign that it's like, it doesn't feel like a bigger sign that things aren't going to work out. It actually feels like maybe there's something internal that you are shifting in the meantime. So it's not to say that like just because delays are happening for external things doesn't mean that nothing is happening, that progress isn't being made internally, if that makes sense. So it feels like take this time of divine delay to shed or purge anything that kind of still feels like it might be, I don't know, it feels like heart chakra stuff, like fear of failure or fear of not being accepted or fear of judgment. Maybe like tending to the heart chakra in the meantime while divine timing plays out. That feels like the medicine here. Okay, and would love a card for guidance for the month. Yes, Alana. Okay. 11-11. Ooh, Alana the World. That's beautiful. I like that. I feel like, Alana, it's funny that the Wheel of Fortune is Jupiter and the World is Saturn. And both of these cards do kind of look similar, right? They have like similar, like the kind of angel things in the corner and like the circular kind of artwork. Like there's something here, like we can see they're connected. So maybe while tapping into the Jupiterian energy this week, maybe that like specifically like the Saturnian like limiting beliefs or the even the Saturnian self-discipline stuff is actually coming through for this week for you, Alana. And maybe in a weird way, though, it doesn't seem like this sign of like work on your self-discipline. That's not what the world is telling me with that Saturn message. It kind of feels like maybe Saturn is acknowledging you in this moment. Like, yeah, I see that, you know, you are disciplining yourself in new ways, or I see that you are kind of completing a cycle of how you used to show up as an artist and kind of coming into a new cycle of your relationship with identifying as an artist. And like it feels like kind of almost like validation that what you're doing and how you're showing up is right and aligned. Okay. Liz, you said, can my husband have a card? He could use some guidance with work. Yeah, let's see. Okay. So Liz, the Knight of Pentacles came out for your husband. I'm actually getting that, in moment. I don't know if he's feeling like overwhelmed with like the to-do list, or maybe overwhelmed by the thought of like starting something new, or overwhelmed by, yeah, it kind of feels like the overwhelm you feel when you're like starting a new project. The Knight of Pentacles is kind of a beautiful message because it tells us that not everything has to happen all in one day. I think all Spirit really wants him to do at the moment is to show up for himself in like just like small aligned ways. There doesn't have to be great accomplishment every single day right now. I don't even think that's the vibe at the moment. It's more like the little everyday things that add up to something down the road. And I am seeing like artistic inspiration maybe return to him like June or July. I don't know why July seems particularly inspirational. But until then, it's almost like, it's not to say he won't make any art until July, but it feels to me like there's a bigger project on the horizon. So what are the small steps that he can take now to kind of add up to that moment? Also, the Knight of Pentacles tends to be like a logical kind of a vibe with, you know, sometimes the Knight of Pentacles comes out when we need to do like some bookkeeping or do like the boring taxes kind of stuff or like the budgeting stuff. So if there's no inspiration at the moment to create art, use this time to set yourself up with success in like more of like the business stuff that none of us really love to do, but that feels like a message too. Allie, you said the sun, it feels great. Thanks, Mal. You're so welcome. And, Shauna, you said, if you have time, I would love a card. I've been on the struggle bus financially since the last eclipse season, and I'm trying to clarify the next steps in my career path, pivoting my business. Could I have a card for March? Yeah, let's see, Shauna. Okay, the Nine of Swords. Okay, don't panic, Shauna. so I actually think that it's kind of like the Nine of Swords comes out sometimes when there's some nervous system deregulation, like maybe there's some anxiety, some panic, and this is real. I empathize and identify a lot with what you're going through, because when we have like financial worries, it kind of throws us off nervous system wise, right? And then when we're in this state of panic and anxiety about our finances, then we feel like we can't get clarity because we're kind of in that fog of like scarcity anxiety, if that makes sense. So in a weird way, Shauna, I think focusing a little bit more on like mental health and nervous system regulation, especially in the next like week or two, is going to be really good for finding clarity about the next step, right? Like it feels like clarity comes from almost internal peace. And if you identify as a highly sensitive person, sometimes like very basic things make a big difference for highly sensitive people regulating their nervous systems, like eating a very nourishing grounding breakfast in the morning, staying hydrated, getting fresh air, taking a little walk. Small things like that make a big difference, especially when we feel very stuck in our head. So overall, Shauna, the sort of message is you're not going to necessarily figure out clarity. Clarity comes from groundedness in the body and like kind of coming back into that more balanced state. Okay. Natasha, you said thank you so much. And Katie, you said thank you, Mal. I felt that energy. I appreciate it. And Morgan, you said your direction and insight is so spot on. And Alexandra, you said thank you so much for the beautiful prayer and positive healing vibes. And Liz, you said thank you so much. He heard the message loud and clear. Okay, I'm glad. And Shauna, you said totally cool. Well, I'm glad, my friends, that we were able to meet today. Thanks for coming to Witch Church. If I missed your question or you came in a little bit late, I'm just going to say I'm in full agreement that like your, you know, spirit, the universe, God, your ancestors will kind of help you in their own way receive clarity this week about your question or situation. Okay. So I'm sending everybody good vibes, and it was such a nice morning to spend with you. And please let me know how your Jupiter moments go this week with the Pisces new moon. And we will talk next week. So have a great new moon, my friends.